9-year-old gelding Pink Lloyd. That's how his 2020 campaign began. And his trainer, Robert Tiller, the Canadian Hall of Famer, is hoping that his 2021 campaign begins in the same fashion as he gets rolling tomorrow in that Grade 3 event. And Robert is with me now here on HRRN. Robert, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing very well. Good morning. And looking forward to seeing Pink Lloyd get back in action tomorrow. I'm sure you are, too.
Yes, we are. It's been a long wait, you know, up here in Toronto. You know, we really got hit by that virus, and you know, it's 2 years in a row we don't race till June. So it's been a long haul. So we are looking forward to get you know, the race has just started here, and we're certainly looking forward to Pink Lloyd's race. And he hasn't run in 6 months as usual, and we'll see what happens. He's like me; he's getting old. And I'm 71 and he's 9. So, you know, we're pensioners. But anyway, he's in very good order.
You know, since you brought up the fact that it has been a long wait, Jim Lawson, the CEO of Woodbine, was on this program with me last week. And one question I asked him was, Jim, how on earth have you been able to keep the horsemen happy during this pandemic and during this long delay of no racing? And he said, well, I really don't know if I have, but I have tried. And he said, everybody has been so accommodating and has pulled together to work together in order to really keep things afloat and keep things on track until you can get back to racing. But Robert, it has to be welcome news to be back and to have racing back in Canada again.
Yes, it is, because, you know, Woodbine is a wonderful facility and we have wonderful racing here. It's tough racing. Not easy. You know, obviously, Woodbine wants big fields, and they're certainly getting them right now the first 4 days. They're huge fields and great betting races. And, you know, I believe our horses here at times can add up to anybody in the USA. So, I mean, we're, you know, it is very good racing, and all is well at the moment.
Pink Lloyd is a horse. Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully soon, right? That are they talking about stage two of the reopening process, welcoming back spectators?
Yeah, they're talking about that. We're hoping to have that within the next month or so. We can get a few people over there. You know, you miss racing without people. You need owners to – owners don't want to sit at home, and they want to be at the track, and spectators love the game. So we're looking forward to where we can get people back in a grandstand, because I think it's very necessary for the business.
Yeah, Pink Lloyd, back to Pink Lloyd for a minute here. He's a horse, Robert, that has now won 26 of 33 lifetime starts. He has career earnings of just about $1.6 million, and he is so consistent.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the fact that he is now 9 years old. How have you been able to keep this horse going at a very high level for so long?
Well, you know what? One thing I do want to just correct, John, because it always bothers me a little bit. This horse has earned $2.1 million Canadian. We run here at Woodbine under, unfortunately, in the racing form, they always give you the American money. He's never raced in the States.
Yeah.
So he has won $2.1 million Canadian. And, you know, that's how we get paid. So I think that's, you know, we get cheated there a little bit when it says 1.594 or whatever. But you know, he's 9 years old. It's been a struggle at times. He's just an absolutely amazing horse. He really, truly is. To go and run in a race that he's got to run in, whether he wins or loses, to try and win that race 5 years in a row, you don't see that anywhere. And they've been very good fields at times. And like I said, he's won like 26 races and 23 stakes. To me, he's just I've lost words for him. He's amazing, a true icon, you know. And he loves what he does. And you know, he will be retired sometime this year, and that'll be bittersweet. You know, we'll miss him, and on the other hand, we're looking forward to it for him. Although he's not really a horse that's happy on the farm. That's one of the reasons he's racing right now. He loves the racetrack. He loves the competition.
What's his best attribute, Robert?
What is what? I'm sorry.
What's his best? Yeah, his best attribute. What's the one thing that makes Pink Lloyd just so good?
Desire heart. Huge heart. Just wanting to win. Loves winning. It's unbelievable. He just loves winning. At times he's had his issues with the gate, where he broke through the gate a couple of times, and he was just so eager to go. He just loves the competition. He's just really super classy horse. And he carries a ton of weight every time, 126 pounds tomorrow. He's always the high weight, and he always tries.
I know he's been around for a while now, but do you remember the first time that you looked at him and you said, oh boy, we might have something special here?
Well, you know what? It's true. It's a funny thing because you mentioned that, because this horse didn't race till August of his four-year-old year. Since then, he's won 2.1 million Canadian. He's won 26 races since then. You're dealing with a horse here. You just don't find us anywhere. He's raced, I guess this is his fifth year of racing. He didn't race till August of his four-year-old year. I knew he could run as a two-year-old, but he was lame, or I'll use the word sore, on three occasions. We sent him back to the farm. He had some shin problems, some hock problems, and he just looked, you know, every time we worked him in the morning, he just wanted, if you worked him in company, all he wanted to do was go after the other horse. And he'd work black letter all the time. So we knew from the first three eights that we worked on that this horse got ability. We never dreamed he had this kind of ability, but we knew right off the bat. Horses can be morning glories. Unfortunately, I've had a few of those over the years. I ran one yesterday, to be truthful. But this horse is not a morning glory. He just wants to do it. So he's just got a lot of heart.
Talking with the Canadian Hall of Famer trainer Robert Tiller here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Pink Lloyd going for a fifth consecutive win in the Grade 3 Jacques Cartier Stakes. That'll be tomorrow at Woodbine. 4:29 Eastern is the post time for the Jacques Cartier. Make sure you're tuned into that. It is race number 7 on the program tomorrow. 6 furlongs on the turf course at Woodbine, which the synthetic.
Hold it. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I apologize. But I do got something very important tomorrow. We got a new rider on tomorrow that's never rode.
Yes, I see that.
This is something that's going to be good or bad. The young fellow that won the Queen's Plate here last year, Japanese jockey, Nasuki Fukumoto.
Yep.
Unfortunately, our rider went down the spill, Mr. Hernandez, and he's got bruised ribs, so... And Eureka will win a lot of races. Eureka Rosa de Silva will win a ton of races on him. He's retired. So that's a new twist.
Does that make you a little bit nervous, Robert?
Yeah, you know what? I don't get nervous anymore with this horse. Of course. But what can you do? We went for the best available rider here, in our opinion. I've had him win a lot of races with this young fella the last two years, so... it makes me a little nervous, definitely. You don't know the horse, but it is what it is, as they say.
Yeah, he's a very good rider, and I'm sure that Pink Lloyd will be in very good hands. Robert, I mentioned earlier that you have to be, considering the fact that this is Father's Day weekend, you have to be like a proud parent when you have a horse like this that you work so hard. You mentioned he didn't start till his four-year-old season. You have to be like a proud parent when you look down the shed row and you look at Pink Lloyd.
We are very, very proud of this horse. I hate to say this, but because I am getting old, so I'm 71, but 30 years ago, he'd have been on the front page of the newspaper here in Toronto, the Toronto Star, of the sports section. He would have been on the front page. Unfortunately, horse racing now, they're not into the newspapers anymore. It's a different world. But he's had a lot of press. He's had... he's had a lot of people interested in him as far away as California. So, you know, he has had a lot of backing from a lot of nice people, and I've received cards and letters and that sort of thing. So, you know, we're very, very proud of this horse. And whether he wins or loses tomorrow, he's had a tremendous career. And there'll never be another one here, a sprinter here, certainly at Woodbine like him.
I would certainly agree with that. He's very, very special. Has a pretty cool name, too. It's very catchy.
Yeah, the Pink Floyd was the rock band. And Pink Lloyd is, you know what, the owners are involved in this Entourage people. You know, I'm not quite up on that Pink Lloyd thing, but I just know, I certainly remember Pink Floyd.
Yeah, and Pink Lloyd has now become a rock star in his own right. And Robert, yes. You mentioned he would be retired at some point later this season. Are there any thoughts of maybe taking this horse and pointing him for a race, like let's say the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint? Would that ever be a possibility?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I've had that asked for about 3 years in a row. In a business sense, it wouldn't work. It would cost us about $300,000 to run in the 250,000-300,000 Canadian or something like that to run in the Breeders' Cup. He was not nominated as a yearling.
Yeah. Well, let's see if
that would not be a good business decision.
Yeah, it wouldn't make a lot of sense. But he's a horse that
not as a 9 year old anyway. If we did that, we probably should have done it when he was younger. So. And you know what? He's really not a good shipper. He's got a stall there that's padded in rubber right to the top of the ceiling almost all the way around because he likes to kick.
Jeez.
So, really, we're happy with what he's done, and I can't see that happening.
Well, Robert, listen, all the best tomorrow in the Jacques Cartier. Let's go get number 5, and let's get this 9-year-old campaign kicked off in the right way. Hopefully he adds to that $2.1 million Canadian that he already has in the bank.
Yes. You know, I appreciate that. I hope I think he'll run big. And, you know, again, it's sad, you know, in a way that this is towards the end of his career, but I would love to see him go out a winner and run huge. And I think he will really run big.
Yeah. Good luck to Pink Lloyd. Good luck to Robert Tiller, to Entourage Stable, the owner, and to the new rider who will be aboard Pink Lloyd tomorrow, Daisuke Fukumoto. Really appreciate it, Robert.
You
good
pronounce
luck tomorrow.
It better than me. You pronounce that name better than me. I've had a lot of trouble with it. Anyway, thank you.